Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show with Jeff Loggeman and Gus Bradley. And Gus, this week the Baltimore Ravens defense present a problem because, first of all, they're very well coached. They're missing Haloti Ngata on the inside with an NFL suspension, but they still have two guys on the outside in Dumervil and Suggs that are excellent players.
They really are. Their front seven now is going to be one of the better fronts that we've seen, both versus the run and then ability to get pressure on the quarterback.
Boy, and Dumervil is the co-leader in the NFL with 16 sacks. Great power move, and he's not a big guy, but boy, can he bring power.
You know, he really is. You know, he's got speed to power. Here is a great clip that you picked out with both the edge rushers, Suggs and Dumervil, getting pressure and fighting for that sack. To, you know, 16 and 8, anytime you've got that combination, great pressure, and, builds a great defense.
And Suggs has, I believe, 103 career sacks. He's kind of an old man, but he can still play.
Yeah, anytime you're over 100 sacks in your career, very impressive. You know, once again, another pressure. The interior guys have a little twist game just to keep the pocket integrity, allows the guys on the outside a little bit more freedom. And once again, great pressure.
And focusing in on the defensive tackle here, Timmy Jernigan, who's getting some playing time because Nada's out, actually does a really nice job here and kind of gets snatched down to the ground.
No, he's really done a nice job all year. When you get a chance to look back at all the previous games, you know, he's really come along. And that's tough to do, a tough spot for him to play. Through the season, he's done a nice job adjusting to it.
And a nice goal line play. Former Jaguar Darryl Smith still playing very well for the Baltimore Ravens. This was a first and goal at the four, and this really kind of sparked a big stand for the Ravens defense here, in which the Miami Dolphins had to settle for a field goal.
Well, it's a combination. You see they take the defensive end and slam him into the B gap, and then with Darryl blitzing the A gap right here, really a great defensive play call. And they execute it to precision. And when you're down here in the goal line, we always say, give us an inch and we'll protect it. Well, whenever you lose yardage, it's also always a good sign for the defense.
The Ravens offense now being coached by Gary Kubiak, former head coach of the Houston Texans. And you know Gary Kubiak, run the football, play action off of it. And Justin Forsett, who you guys had here last year, is doing a really nice job.
He really is. You know, I think what's impressive about them is their whole offensive line, especially the interior three. That's where you see them do a lot of damage. They do a great job with the zone blocking scheme, and they're committed to run the ball, and they have the play action off of it. But, to watch these plays, they're really aggressive on level one, and then they're aggressive on level two, working up, to get the linebackers in great seams, and Justin does a great job here hitting the seam.
And he's been a little bit banged up, so this past game against the Miami Dolphins, they kind of split some reps. Bernard Pierce is the running back here, but I'll focus in on the block by the right guard, Marshall Yanda, who is a three-time Pro Bowler, might be the best guard in football.
Yeah, he's very talented. Here, just to take the edge off the nose right here, and then again, work up to that second level. And very deceptive. They bring a receiver back into the box. They put him on a three technique. So just some unique schemes in the run game that really presents some challenges.
Now, the Ravens are in a unique position. Their division race is very tight. They're at 8-5. The Pittsburgh Steelers are at 8-5. The Cincinnati Bengals are at 8-4-1. The Ravens here against the Miami Dolphins were down 4th-and-1 at their own 34 in the third quarter. They go for it. Very gutsy call by John Harbaugh.
It is, and you're seeing that more across the league. But here, I think they're sending a message to their team that they're going to be bold. And you can even see like Eugene Monroe, the left tackle, come off the ball. And, he was definitely sending a message to the Dolphins and through his team about we're going to be aggressive and bold.
And the very next play, here's the play action we talk of after running the ball successfully. Joe Flacco is on a very, very exceptional pace over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and great job by him of finding the open Owen Daniels.
He really does. Owen Daniels has been impressive throughout his career, and really hold him in high regard. They're actually trying to take a shot right here, going deep, but just you can see the poise by Flacco, take what's available, and still get a big game.